Appendix 5. Can the sin of abortion be forgiven? In one form or another, abortion has been practiced by humankind for millennia. But only in our modern age has abortion become mainstream, made legal in most parts of the world. While most people are in fact morally opposed to abortion, the practice has gained a foothold in the Western world because of two key factors. 1. Liberal-minded entitlement ideology, i.e., it is a woman's inherent right to abort a baby she does not want. And 2. The rejection of God's Word as the ultimate standard for all of life's decisions. Obviously, those who believe in the practice of abortion have no respect for the laws of God and possess no knowledge of His purpose for human life. Since the practice is legal under man's law, millions of women have had abortions. For the most part, they have done so believing it to be their prerogative, that abortion is simply another aspect of a woman's overall health care. Shamefully, however, many have used abortion as a form of birth control to terminate an unwanted pregnancy. Abortion proponents and providers assure women that they have absolute control over their body and have the legal right to have an unwanted baby forcibly removed. Often, women who have abortions do not realize that the fetus they carry is a new life with its own body separate from them. When a woman has an abortion, little does she grasp the profound consequences of her actions. Abortion inflicts devastating emotional and mental anguish, guilt, and trauma that haunt her thoughts and dreams. Those who have had an abortion often relate the lonely, empty feelings they experience as they lie awake at night crying and wondering, "What have I done? What would the child have been like? Was it a boy or a girl?" It is at that moment, perhaps, that they begin to sense the magnitude of their choice. Instead of nurturing and sustaining the new life in her body, she has, through abortion, taken a life, the most helpless of all. Had she only realized that the baby was not a mass of disposable cells, but a new human life, she might have made a different decision. New human life begins at conception. It is a scientific fact that at conception, the new human life fully possesses, from its father and mother, all the genes and chromosomes needed to become a complete human being. As the Bible shows, it is also at conception that one receives the spirit of man from God. Now, all the baby needs is time to grow and develop in the womb and be born. Thus, at every stage of life, from conception to death, every human being is made in the image and likeness of God. Accordingly, God has ordained that the deliberate taking of a human life, regardless of age, is murder. It is the breaking of God's sixth commandment, "You shall not murder," and the violation of God's laws is sin. For sin is the transgression of the law, 1 John 3, verse 4, King James Version. Regardless of the circumstances or motivation for having an abortion, it is the deliberate termination of a human life. Thus, God reckons it as sin. Can the sin of abortion be forgiven? The answer is a resounding yes. But such forgiveness can only be obtained upon deep, heartfelt repentance. Jesus declared, "Every sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven to men except the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit." That shall not be forgiven men? and whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this age nor in the coming age. Matthew 12:31-32. The Apostle John writes, if we confess our sins directly to God, see Psalm 51, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Jesus also warned that after being forgiven of our sins, we are to go and sin no more. John 5:14 and John 8:11. Rather, we are to be baptized by full immersion in water for the complete remission of sins, as Peter proclaimed, repent and be baptized, each one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you yourselves shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, Acts 2:38. We are then to walk in newness of life, in God's way of life. Since human life begins at conception, what happens if the baby is killed by abortion? Will it live again? If so, how? The answer is this. At conception, every new human life has everything it will need to become a complete person. But its life was cut short by abortion. However, at conception, its entire genetic code was imprinted on the spirit of man it received from God. When the baby died, the spirit returned to God. See Ecclesiastes 12:7. God maintains the spirit of man, using it to restore to life all who are in the second resurrection, the time when all who never received an opportunity for eternal life during their first physical life will be raised from the dead to a second physical life. This includes all unborn children who were aborted, died in the womb, or were miscarried. Undoubtedly, they will be raised as full-term newborn infants. In all likelihood, where possible, these infants will be given to their own fathers and mothers. At this time, the final phase of the mystery of God will begin. For further details on the second resurrection, please see Appendix 3, What Happens After Death. Appendix 5 Notes. 1. The unpardonable sin, the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, is when a person chooses to be unrepentant, demonstrating an unmistakable hatred of God, His laws, and His rule in one's life. To commit the unpardonable sin, an individual would be adamant and hard-hearted in their refusal to repent of their sins. Thus he or she rejects God the Father and the power of the Holy Spirit with malice and forethought.